Hi, how you doing? My name is Zach, and today we're going to visit a place that we've never been to before.
Be careful in Mexico, okay?
It's hard to know how to meet people's needs and how to help them if you don't see how they really live.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm going to look good, no matter what we're doing.
But first, let's take a walk down Gilead Lane.
Break.
Oh, I wouldn't exactly say you're alone, Haley. You've got Mike and Tim and Hope and, hey, Justin's gonna be home.
Oh, you know what I mean. I thought we were gonna do fun stuff when you came home.
Yeah.
Movies and popcorn.
I know, Haley, and I'm so sorry. It's just that this trip for spring break sounded so amazing. And I really think that this is where I'm supposed to be during that time.
I know. I understand. It's just... I was looking forward to being the little sister again, you know? It's hard being the big sister all the time.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't know exactly, but I think I understand what you mean. It's not easy always being the leader and worrying about the example you're setting. That's a lot of pressure sometimes.
It really is. I was hoping that for a while, I'd get to just hang out with someone older.
Okay. Haley, tell you what. We've got a 3-day weekend coming up not too long after spring break. I'll let you know when it is, and you can plan whatever you want for us to do.
Really?
Yeah. Does that sound okay?
Yes, that sounds awesome. And Brooke?
Yeah?
Be careful in Mexico, okay? I know you love these mission trips, and God's called you there, but I worry sometimes when you're in other countries.
I know, Haley, and I will be careful. I promise. And technically, it's not a missions trip.
It's not? What is it, then?
Well, since the school's sponsoring it, it's being called a service project. Can't honor anything that's meant to go out and evangelize people, so we're just gonna go work and help some people get fresh, clean water into their homes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and besides that, what better way to show love than serving others? And we are working with a church group down there, so if God does come up, we should be okay.
That's good. And this will be a good chance for you to spend some time with Marcy, too, right? How's that going?
Well, it's not bad, I guess. It's not exactly like we're best friends, though.
Marcy, are you taking shorts or jeans?
I don't know. Probably some of both.
Oh, that's a good idea. And since we're going to be working so much, I don't really have to worry about fashion.
As if you ever do.
What? Oh, yeah, well, I suppose fashion isn't really one of my strongest points.
Well, I'm going to look good, no matter where we are or what we're doing. I mean, you never know who we might meet.
That's another good point. Never know. But it's not like we're going to be partying or anything. We're going to be working most of the time.
Speak for yourself.
What? There won't be any partying. Our days are pretty much booked solid, Marcy, already. And there will be chaperones and...
Oh, chaperones are easy to slip. And you can always find a party. Especially because it's spring break week. And you know this service project is taking place just down the street from where a bunch of people from school are spending spring break anyway.
What? I thought you wanted to help get fresh water to these people. That's what you said in a meeting a few weeks ago. Oh, Marcy.
Get off your high horse, Brooke. I do, and I will. I'm just not going there to spend all of my time working. Can't really help people if you have no idea what they really live like.
Yeah.
If you're sheltered with some little American group and only hanging out with Americans, what good does it do? You should see how people really live. Right?
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Besides that, this project adds nicely to my school resume for the future. Employers look for these things, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it like that, but yeah.
So, are you gonna take that blue jacket?
Oh, wow. Well, you have fun with that. I'm sure everything will be fine. And who knows, maybe this will be a chance for the two of you to start getting along.
Yeah, I know. But nothing like dumping two people into a foreign country to make them get along, right?
I guess you're gonna find out.
Oh, hey, I gotta run now.
Okay.
We have a meeting about the trip, but I'll write you as often as I can, and I'll call you as soon as we get back.
Love you, Brooke. Take care.
Love you too, Haley. And hey, have fun with Hope. Sometimes it's fun being the big sister.
I will.
See ya.
Oh, promise I can make this nail straight if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, Brooke, better watch yourself. Oh, yeah. Last thing we need is for someone to end up in the hospital with a smashed thumb.
I know. Ugh, you'd think I'd be more coordinated than this.
Well, here, try this hammer. It's a little lighter. That might help.
Thanks. Hey, that does help. Thank you.
No problem. I borrowed it from one of the guys. He kept complaining that it was too light.
Okay, figures.
So, what do you think of all this so far?
I think it's awesome. We've only been here 2 days, and look at how much we've done. With all of us working together, we'll get fresh water running in no time.
I know. It's amazing.
I know.
I heard one of the leaders say we might even be able to help them get another project started before we leave.
No way.
Although they're talking about just giving us a day off here too. That would be a lot of fun. I'd love to go sightseeing and visit some of the markets.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a mile or two away, it's a huge tourist area. So much luxury and so many people flying into vacation there. And then just a little ways away, up the road, people are going without fresh water.
I know, mind-boggling, isn't it? I heard you went to Peru and helped them build an orphanage or something.
Oh, no, well, yeah. I did go to Peru, but I didn't help with the building. Obviously, if I had, I'd probably be a little better at hammering.
So, what did you do?
I went to help out with the kids. They just needed someone to play games and give the kids hugs and stuff like that. And, you know, I can handle that.
No kidding, that's great mission work.
Yeah, but this is fun too, just in a different way. It's amazing to be where God wants you to be. No matter how hard the job is, you know you're in the right place.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wish we could say that about everyone here.
What do you mean?
Well, I know Marcy is your roommate and everything, but...
What's wrong?
I don't know. She hasn't actually done anything.
Okay.
Brooke, you know, she's talked a lot about partying, getting to know the real Mexican culture.
Yeah. She was talking about that before we left, too. She said that it's hard to know how to meet people's needs and how to help them if you don't see how they really live.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Maybe I've just misunderstood then.
Maybe. It's possible. But either way, we can both pray about it, right?
Right.
All right. Well, hand me another nail. Try it again.
It is a lot of fun.
More fun than waiting around while Mom does her shopping. I'm glad you came.
Hey, look at that! A new Cutie Girls display!
Ooh.
They've got a scarf and...
Earrings! Look at those! When you move, it looks like they're doing the Pharaoh dance.
Those are awesome! And you know what? They totally match your pink sweater.
Which one?
The one with the buttons down the front. See? The pink is the same color.
You're right! And look at that! This part matches the buttons. This is awesome! I'll have to remember to put these on my list.
What list? You mean you aren't going to get them?
Not today. I'll put them on my list so that when birthdays or something special comes around, people know I'd like them.
How will people know what they look like?
Sometimes I go online and print out pictures that go with the list. That makes it easier.
Seems like a lot of trouble when you could just buy them now.
Not really. I don't have the money to spare right now, and I don't need them, so... Hey, look at that poster! That's new, isn't it?
So tired. Ugh, I don't think I've ever been this sore. I don't even know if I can walk to the bed where I'm staying. Ouch.
I know. I hurt in places I didn't even know I had.
Yeah. If we're supposed to be off and have a free day tomorrow, I might just stay in bed.
I don't blame you. Although, going to the market might be fun.
Yeah, that might be. Oh, you're right.
Hey, everyone. Listen up. We're turning on the water now to test the system and see if it's all in working order.
Oh, no way!
You guys have done a great job. If all goes well, we've decided to take tomorrow off.
Oh, yes!
No work, no projects. Just a down day for everyone.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Okay. Your group leaders will have instructions on how we're going to handle everything, but... Hey! It looks like we did it. Good job, everyone. Great work. This neighborhood now is fresh water to drink and bathe in.
It's awesome!
As I was saying, your group leaders have instructions, and after we've done our last troubleshoot, we'll let everyone know what the schedule is for the day off.
Thank you.
Who's there?
It's me, Kendra.
Oh. Ow. Kendra, what's... it's after 3.
I know. I didn't know what else to do.
What's wrong?
Marcy's gone.
What? Maybe she just went to the bathroom.
Checked the bathroom, and her purse is gone. So's her jacket and her phone. I think she snuck out.
What? How could she do that? Was she there for room check?
Yeah. I don't know when she snuck out. She must have gotten up after I was asleep. Brooke, what do we do?
I don't know. Ugh, I can't believe she'd sneak out like that. I mean, we're in a foreign country.
But all that talk about getting to really know the people and the culture, and someone told me earlier that she was talking about how some people from school were coming down here to party for spring break.
Yeah, she told me that too when we were back at school. A couple of guys she knows, I think. Maybe she did go out.
What do we do? If we tell the chaperone, she could get kicked out of school.
I know. Wow, this is really big. I don't want to get her kicked out of school for going to a party, but...
What if she's in trouble?
Oh, I'm sure she's fine. We're probably just overreacting.
You think so?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, what? Who's there?
Mom? Dad? It's Haley.
Haley? John, what's wrong?
I don't know. Come on in, Haley.
I'm sorry to wake you up, but...
Is something wrong?
Well, sort of.
Well, no, wait a minute. Is everyone all right? Anybody hurt? Is the house on fire? What's...
Oh, no, nothing like that. But it is important, and I was awake, and I couldn't sleep, and...
Come here and sit down, Haley. Now, take a deep breath and tell us what's wrong.
Okay. Remember when we went to the mall the other day?
Yes.
Well, while we were there, I saw these earrings.
Let me get this straight. Hope thinks that when something's lying on the floor in a store, it's free?
That's what she said. Her mother taught her that. She said it was how they used to get a lot of stuff.
I can't even imagine. But she did say some things when she first got here that were a lot like this.
Right. Oh, I bought the cigarettes.
Yes, but I really thought we'd gotten past that.
Yeah, me too. But I think we really need to remember that we have no idea what Hope's life was like. I don't think we'll ever know or understand everything that her mother put into her head as she was growing up.
It's so sad. Haley, are you all right?
Yeah. I feel so bad. I feel like I've betrayed her.
Oh, betrayed her? How?
She didn't know what she was doing was wrong. And she was so concerned about me liking the earrings, and she was so sweet. She just wanted me to have something nice, and she didn't know it was wrong.
Oh, honey, you keep saying she didn't know what she was doing was wrong. But her not knowing that doesn't change the fact that it is wrong.
But she didn't know. How could she be responsible for it if she had no idea?
Wow. Well, that's a difficult question. I would Hope have done it if she'd known it was stealing? Probably not. But if she doesn't ever get told, someday she will get caught, and she will be in trouble for stealing. And maybe even face something much worse than your mom and you and I.
Honey, what if she got arrested? We can't just let her go on thinking it's okay.
Right. No, I know that. But she's going to be so hurt, and I don't want to hurt her. She did it because she wanted to be nice.
Oh, I know that, honey. And we'll figure something out.
Not right now, okay, sweetie? Sorry, in the morning, okay?
Okay. Good night. And thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie.
This is all just so silly. I'm sure it's something innocent, really. She's fine. I mean, did I overreact?
No, Brooke, you didn't. Marcy is missing.
I know.
No one knows where she is. She could be hurt or in trouble. We can't just let that go. If nothing else, she broke the rules while in a foreign country, on a school trip. That alone is big stuff. Even if she's fine, we can't...
Hello? Yes, no, where? I understand. Where are you going now? Yes, we're on our way. Uh-huh, I'll make the call.
Well, was it about Marcy?
They found her. She was at a party on the beach with some local guys.
But there's something wrong, isn't there?
Yes. It looks like she may have been drugged somehow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they think it was in her drink. The police said they've been having problems with that down here lately.
Is she all right?
She's on her way to the hospital.
Can I go see her, please?
Yeah, we'll all go together. Carol, who's gonna call?
I'll come with you, Brooke, if that's okay.
Yes, thank you, Kendra.
So you see, Hope, just because something's on the floor in the store doesn't mean that it's free.
Are you sure? Because my mom used to say that...
No, Hope, honey, we're sure. And we appreciate that your mom used to say that, but when you take something that you didn't pay for, that's stealing.
Judge Morrison?
Yes, Hope?
Are you going to put me in jail?
No, Hope. We aren't going to do that. You didn't know what you were doing.
It's okay, Hope, because you didn't understand.
So, if I find something on the floor in a store again...
It's still not right to take it. It's not free, even if it just fell or someone dropped it.
You know, Haley, I didn't think you would snitch me out.
Snitch you out? I didn't. I mean, I'm sorry, Hope. I know you were only doing something really nice, and I really do love the earrings. But it just wasn't right.
So you snitched and got me in trouble.
You're not in trouble, Hope.
I'm not?
Well, I don't think that would be right either. If you thought what you were doing was okay and you didn't know any different... How can we punish you for that? But now, if there's a next time...
Oh, there won't be. I don't like jail.
Ah. It's all right, Hope. We understand. And we just want you to know so that we don't have to worry about it happening again.
Next time, it might not be Haley, but a police officer or a store worker that snitches, and then it would be worse.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get into trouble. That's why I told Mom and Dad.
You know... It's crazy, but that makes sense.
Good. Because I really do love the earrings. And I really do love you for thinking of me, Hope.
So, what happens now?
Well, now I think we need to make a trip to the store where you got the earrings and make it right.
Does that mean Haley can keep the earrings?
If you'd like to work them off with your allowance, then yes. If not, we'll just return them to the store and hopefully they'll understand that you didn't want to hurt their business on purpose.
And Hope... I hope you understand that sin always hurts somebody, even if it's just ourselves, because it separates us from God.
Yeah, I get it.
So, let's head over to the store, and what would you like to do with the earrings, Hope?
I guess it's worth working them off. They do look really nice, but someday, if I ever get a hole put in my head, I want to borrow them.
A hole in your head?
What? Pierced ears. That's what my grandma used to say.
You've got a deal.
You are friends of the young American girl?
Yeah. Yes, I'm her guardian while we're here.
We were doing a service project.
Yes, I heard of this. Very generous of you to come and help the people of my country.
How is she?
Your friend is going to be fine, I think. She needs to rest, and she's very lucky.
Lucky?
The drug that was given to her is very easy to overdose. We have young ladies come in here sometimes. We're not as lucky as your friend. We are seeing it more and more often.
Oh, wow. But she'll be all right?
She should be fine.
Can I go see her now?
For a few minutes. She's very tired.
Thank you.
Brooke, don't stay too long.
Yeah.
She's gonna need a lot of rest, and I'm not sure how much she's gonna get.
What do you mean?
The school required that we call her parents. Her mother and father are both on their way down here.
Is she gonna get kicked out of school?
I don't know, Kendra. Everyone signed waivers when they came on this trip, so... I don't know how it's going to play out.
Well, I'll make it short. Hello?
Who is it?
It's me, Brooke.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I just came in to see how you're doing.
I'm fine.
That's good. They said you're gonna be all right.
I feel like a truck ran over me.
I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help? Do you need water or something?
No. I heard you did enough already. They said I might get kicked out of school.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's exactly a you thing to do.
What?
We always do the right thing. How do you always make the right choices?
I don't know.
I didn't know if this was or not. I didn't want to get you in trouble. Really.
You saved my life. I could have died on that beach.
The doctor said that this is happening more and more.
So much for getting out and seeing the real culture. You got to see more of it than I did.
I did? But the party on the beach.
Yeah, mostly Americans. Stupid, idiotic Americans. The same kind I party with at school.
Really?
Spring break. You probably learned more about Mexico tonight, hanging around and talking with everyone. I was the one stuck in the American bubble. Look what good it did me.
Well, at least now you know what a bad idea that kind of lifestyle is, right?
In a foreign country? You got that right. I'm sticking to American parties at frat houses from now on. Much safer.
But you just said everyone at the party
is... Yeah, partying in a foreign country? Forget that. Good old USA parties from now on. That's me.
Brooke, it's time to head back now.
Oh, okay. Well, Marcy, take care of yourself. Get some rest, and hopefully you'll feel better soon. And hey, I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooke?
Yeah?
Thanks. Really.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was a pretty close call for Marcy. Things could have definitely turned out a lot worse, especially if Brooke hadn't been there. Now, Marcy had this completely different idea of what the service project was all about, didn't she? Brooke went to help people and to grow, but Marcy just wanted an excuse to serve herself. Now, in the Bible, there's this book called Jude, and there are some verses about people who use God as an excuse to do what they want. In Jude chapter 1, verse 4, it says this: "For certain men, whose condemnation was written about long ago, have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men, who changed the grace of our God into a license for immorality, and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord." That's pretty heavy stuff, but it seems to be what Marcy was doing. Now, you know, Brooke had a hard time figuring out what she was supposed to do as Marcy's friend. Should she just let Marcy do what she was doing and not tell someone? If she'd done that, Marcy may not have gotten caught. But she might have died, too. It was a really hard decision for Brooke to make. But in the end, she did the right thing. And so did Haley. You guys have any friends that want you to help them by not telling on them? Well, I'd encourage you to pray about that and to talk to your mom or your dad or maybe a teacher. If you're hiding something in order to try to be a good friend, it's probably doing more harm than good. And with that, it's time for me to go. But remember, you guys can always write to me and share whatever's on your heart. Just send your letters to Gillian at P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501, or email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, 10-4 Good Buddy, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace and Brian Papera were the recording engineers, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gunley. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, and I'll be looking for you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.